everyone. Thank you for tuning into the Postmodern Realities podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. I'm Melanie Cogdill, Managing Editor of the Christian Research Journal. It's December 2019, and you're listening to episode 151, which is a discussion about Hallmark Christmas movies, and we're going to try to answer the question, should Christians watch them? On this episode, I'm joined by Anne Kennedy. She has an MDiv and is the author of Nailed It, 365 Sarcastic Devotions for Angry and Worn Out People. She blogs about current events and theological trends at Preventing Grace on Pathos.com. Anne has written an online exclusive Viewpoint article for the Christian Research Journal. Viewpoint articles address relevant contemporary issues in discernment, apologetics, and cultural apologetics from a particular perspective that is not usually shared by all Christians. And we hope the intended result is that Christians thinking on that issue will be stimulated and enhanced whether or not they end up agreeing with the author. Anne's article is called Am I a Bad Christian for Watching Hallmark Christmas Movies? And you can read it for free online at our website, equip.org. Anne, it's good to have you on.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, of course, people like their holiday traditions and, you know, at churches we have cookie exchanges and I know families like to drive around their neighborhoods looking at Christmas lights. And every holiday season for many Christians, just people in general and many of those Christians, that includes watching Hallmark Christmas films. Now, some people might not know that much about them, so I'll need you to kind of explain them to us. But this year, they've scheduled 24 films, which is good for probably one per day. They start on December 1st, although this podcast is airing after December 1st. People would have to catch up. And one per day until Christmas. And they have titles like Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses. I never thought I'd say that on this podcast. Picture a Perfect Christmas, Right Before Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Christmas at the Plaza, Christmas Town, Christmas at Dollywood. And I think everyone gets the idea. Everything with Christmas in the title, like hot cocoa and cookies and those things. So what are the statistics about this phenomenon? I think they started in earnest about a decade ago. And how many people watch Hallmark Christmas movies?
So, I mean, an amazing number of people watch Hallmark movies. More people watch them, I think, than watch any other kind of TV. The New York Times reported that 85 million plus viewers watched last year's Hallmark, you know, December extravaganza, and that this year it's going up. They're starting earlier and earlier each year, and the sort of demographic, it's really everyone, but women 18 to 49 and 25 to 54, those two groups are really very much in love with Hallmark Christmas time, countdown to Christmas. And it's going so well that they've just increased, every year they're increasing the amount of time that they do the Hallmark Christmas. And they're even thinking about offering it all year now, just having like Christmas all year. They already do Christmas in July. And now the Hallmark, the Christmas time started in October this year, but it's going to intensify the beginning of December all the way through. So more and more people are watching Hallmark Christmas movies than ever before, which I think is really interesting.
Well, it's funny. I was listening to podcast on a completely different topic than things that women watch. And it was hosted by two guys. And one guy was saying, well, they were gearing up to watch Hallmark Christmas film because his wife loves them. And so I'm assuming in those almost 100 million people, that's quite a few, 85 million, that there's a fair number of husbands or boyfriends and those kinds of people also watching Hallmark Christmas movies along with their spouses. And so tell us a little bit about the basic plot of a Hallmark Christmas movie.
So the basic plot is the same every time. There are slight variations, of course, but usually it's a stressed out, high-powered female protagonist, beautiful, has her life together, but is overworked and overstressed and is needing to find real meaning in her life. For some reason, she's stranded in a small town that celebrates Christmas really well, and it's snowing. And within the first, I'd say 5 minutes, I read somewhere 15 minutes of the movie, but I would say that she has to meet the person she falls in love with within the first 5 to 7 minutes of the movie. She either realizes that the person that she's with is not suitable for her, doesn't understand the true meaning of Christmas or life, really. And so she either has to become disentangled from him over the course of the movie, or she has to leave her job and settle in a small town, which is always surprising to me because, you know, no small town in America is economically viable for a person who needs to have a several hundred dollar hair dye job. But anyway, she, within an hour and a half, she discovers the true meaning of Christmas, which is to fall in love and find her true purpose, which is, you know, to follow her dreams of opening a small bakery or something else that's not going to earn her enough money. And then it all ends with a kiss. So, and there's usually a small child who's lost a parent recently or who's precocious and says clever things. And there's always cookies. There's always cookies being made and everything's perfectly decorated. So sometimes it switches around and the man is the one who has to, you know, he gets stranded in a small town and discovers the true meaning of Christmas because of a woman. But it's usually a woman who falls in love with a man. So that's always the plot.
Now, before you explain the plot of a Hallmark Christmas movie, you said there were slight variations. What are those slight variations to the basic plot of these movies?
Hallmark really doesn't alter the plot at all for any of their movies that I've seen. But when you go to Netflix or somewhere else like that, you can get some small variations. So sort of an outrageous one would be that there might not be snow. I saw a couple of movies with no snow in them. There might be time travel, which is really mixing it up. And then I watched one that was a high school reunion, and there was no snow and no small town. And it was a little bit different. The plot felt vaguely different. The non-negotiables are, though, that the hero and the heroine always fall in love, and you know who they're going to be within the first 5 minutes. There's always a loud proclamation of who they are. And there's always cookie baking. If there's no cookies, there's no Hallmark Christmas movie. There has to be cookies. So those are some of the variations that you can find.
So I know there's now a Hallmark movie mobile app that you can get for your mobile device, your tablet or your phone. And so that's probably newer. Do you have any statistics on the app, or does that mean now people can literally watch these movies all year round because they have the app?
Yeah, you can watch them all year round and you can watch them anywhere. So I know about the app because my husband's mom is here and she's away from her Hallmark channel because we don't have cable. So she's been trying to use the app and it's working pretty well, but you do have to pay once you're in, like you have to pay for access to the movies. So you either have to already have a subscription to the Hallmark channel or, you know, some other way of seeing it. And I've seen that famous people have admitted to having the app and being able to just quietly, wherever they are, be watching a movie. So you don't have to wait, you know, to get home at the end of the day. If you're on the train or something, you can just, or on a plane, you can just plug in and quietly watch your Hallmark movie without anybody knowing, your secret indulgence, holiday indulgence. So no, I think it's very popular. I think that Hallmark is wanting to make this kind of movie accessible all the time to everyone, everywhere, because there's a market for it and they're making money.
Yes, I did read somewhere that I think Elizabeth Moss, who starred in Mad Men and also, of course, The Handmaid's Tale, she is a major fan of Hallmark Christmas movies, which seems really unusual. She doesn't make any kind of movies or television that would be in that genre. But yet someone like her, you wouldn't think about someone like that watching it. And she is watching it, I think, probably on the app. Is there anything that troubles you when you watch these Hallmark movies that Christians might need to know about?
Well, so, I mean, my sympathy is with the Hallmark movie because I sometimes like to watch or read, more particularly read stuff that's not, you know, pure, true, good art. Growing up, I read a lot of Grace Livingston Hill novels because they were available all across the mission field. And I know a lot of my friends love Janet Oakey, and that's not very high. It's not very good literature. And it's definitely escapist. So, you know, Hallmark is absolutely that kind of genre. It's not real at all. And there are some elements about it that I find they're funny because they're not very serious, but the implications of them are kind of alarming. Like, there's always a person who's lost a parent and they're not grieved at all. They just need to bake cookies and then they seem to be fine, you know. And the economic part is always astonishing to me because I live in the Rust Belt. And so these little small towns where all of these beautiful people get stranded at Christmas time, there are no towns that look like that I know of. So if you were hoping to find true love at Christmas time, you shouldn't go to a small town. That's the last place that you would be able to find it because there's nobody here. So those are kind of minor things that the sense of intellectual contradiction when you're watching something that you know could just not happen. But it's not like fantasy, you know, so you sort of think, oh, well, maybe it could happen. No, but it really can't happen. But then the bigger trend that's sort of embedded in the Hallmark movie that I think I have a problem with in a bigger sense, and that's really with American culture as it's trending. And that's that following your heart will not lead you to a permanent, lifelong, happy relationship, because that has to be built on self-sacrifice, not finding yourself. So that's the first part. And then the second part is that Christmas is not about falling in love. So, you know, most people experience deep loneliness at Christmas time and the holidays in one way or another, because all the loss that you've had over the year kind of becomes more intensified. The purpose of Christmas, though, is not to sort of assuage that loneliness and fall in love or get a boyfriend. The deeper meaning of Christmas is about Jesus, and that's completely lost on this culture. And I think that's reflected very much in the movies that I've been watching over the last, you know, well, just since I started thinking about this article. I have maybe watched a lot of Hallmark movies just for research. But I think people want to avoid their deep existential loneliness, and they hope that, you know, maybe at Christmas time they'll fall in love. Well, that's not likely that you would fall in love at Christmas time. And second of all, if you're looking for yourself, you're also not going to fall in love because you are going to get in the way of meaningful relationships. That's just not how it works. So I think the cultural ideal is very deeply embedded in the Hallmark movie. And that cultural ideal is really troublesome. And I don't think that Christians should, if they're going to watch them, they should know that that's contrary to everything that Christian faith embodies and is about.
You're listening to the Postmodern Realities podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. Today's guest is Anne Kennedy, and she has written an online exclusive viewpoint article for the Christian Research Journal, and it's called "Am I a Bad Christian for Watching Hallmark Christmas Movies?" And you can read it for free online at our website, equip.org. I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. A subscription is $33.50, and you can subscribe at our website, equip.org. And also, if a subscription is not in your budget this month, you can give us a tip at our website. If you go to magazine at the drop-down menu, Postmodern Realities Podcast, and then click the picture for this episode about Hallmark Christmas movies, you will find a link there where you can give us a tip, whether it's $3, $5, or whatever amount that you want to tip us to say thank you for this content and to help us keep our content free. We have literally thousands of articles and audio and broadcasts and podcasts and a ton of ways that you can connect with our ministry, read our content, and be equipped in your Christian walk. So we ask that you partner with us by giving us a tip, subscribing to the journal, or if something financial is not in your budget at all, could you do something that is free to you but costs you a little bit of your time? And that is, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts, specifically Apple Podcasts. If you give us a written or starred review, then more people will see our content, the more people that review us. Or just share this podcast episode with a friend. The more that we have word of mouth, the more people find our content, and the more we can partner with you and keep bringing you this content. So we thank you for your support through a subscription, a tip, or by rating, reviewing, or just spreading the word about the Postmodern Realities Podcast. We were just talking about just these various different contradictory messages about falling in love in a small town at Christmas versus what Scripture tells us that Christmas is about. And so what about religion in general? Because a lot of these titles to me, and I must admit, I have never seen a Christmas Hallmark movie. So, you know, I'm just going but based on the titles that I see and some of the things that you're saying. So I did not watch one of these. I couldn't bring myself to watch one, although I understand that people watch them. But things like, you know, Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses and Picture a Perfect Christmas, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I mean, those just are like lines from Christmas songs we like to listen to, the Christmas channels on the radio, which are playing now. It's after Thanksgiving, and I turned on the radio today, and there it was, a Christmas channel. So what about religion in general? And do they even talk about religion at all? And people associate Christmas with Christianity. What about other religions like Kwanzaa or Hanukkah? Are they all kind of plain vanilla Caucasian people falling in love? Or
They stay pretty far away from religion in general. I saw that they're going to produce two sort of quasi Hanukkah Hallmark movies, but I think that just means that there might be a person who celebrates Hanukkah who arrives at a Christmas party. I mean, it's not going to be real Hanukkah. No, they stay really far away from religion. It avoids everything that most people, I would say, actually experience about Christmas, which is stress on the one hand, and needing to give presents to a lot of people. Even secular people experience a lot of stress around the holidays, which is why the movies are so popular, because they feel obligated to give presents to everybody that they know and attend parties. And it's supposed to be a time that you reconnect with people and reaffirm your relationships. That's a sort of secular religion, I would say, the secular Christmas religion of America. Even that isn't really in the movies at all. It's just falling in love in a small town at Christmas time. So no, there's no religion, no Jesus, there's no Hanukkah, there's no Kwanzaa. They stay very, very far away from religion. There's another thing that sort of disturbs me, though. Several of the movies that I watched, they'll sing religious Christmas carols in a lot of different settings in the movies. There's always somebody who can sing beautifully. And they will sing like "O Holy Night," but they'll sing it in a really sexy way, as if it has to do with falling in love and not about the birth of Christ. So I found those scenes really jarring and difficult. And surprising. But no religion. And even Hallmark has been criticized for not being diverse at all. So I know they're trying to bring some diversity into the whole setup. But one interesting thing about that is that they managed to make everybody look the same. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is. Everyone looks the same. Your skin tone really has nothing to do with it. Everybody is dressed the same, has the same smile, is drinking the same cup of cocoa, is making the same cookies. It's not about belief or act. It's just about losing yourself in this sort of fantasy world that's not brightly colored or not so different from what you would expect in life that you would really escape. It's like pseudo escape, if that makes any sense. It's fascinating to me.
So if the plot's all the same, and like you said, even the ethnicity, people are just clean cut, wearing the same clothes, you know, finding the same town with snow falling lightly or whatever, what's the appeal for people? Is it just that holidays are hard to get through? But even if people have, let's say people have great family relationships and they don't feel depressed at the holidays, I mean, that's 85 million people are watching them. So why do you think our culture is so drawn to these movies, especially to watch so many of them? In other words, you know, if you like that kind of a genre, it's not a comedy, but, you know, kind of the rom-com or, you know, those kind of romantic movies where you know that they'll meet somebody, there'll be a conflict, but then they'll fall in love kind of thing. Why would, you know, you might want to watch one or two of them, but what about it has caused them to be so popular that people will literally binge them and they want to run these movies year round?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think there's a deep cultural unsettledness. Although, you know, people in my family who watch these movies, they're not sad at Christmas. They love Christmas. Like, a lot of people love Hallmark movies because they love Christmas. And it sort of says something about Christmas, the snow and the nostalgia. It is a nostalgia for a world that people feel like maybe it once existed, but it definitely doesn't exist anymore. You know, nobody in these movies is attached to their cell phone all the time, and nobody has real problems. There's no drug addiction or reality to mar the beauty of it's like every Hallmark movie is a Thomas Kinkade painting. And I think that's what people want. They don't want to deal with life just for a few hours. And if you put the movie on a loop, then you kind of have it going on in the background of your life. I think it just takes the pressure off. It's like doing, I just read a book about somebody who was struggling with a heroin addiction. And I thought, it's not heroin. It's much more functional than heroin, but there is a sort of deeply addictive quality about these movies at a time of the year when people are struggling anyway. You just think, oh, I'll just push play one more time. I fell into it because I thought I have to watch one. So I watched five of them without really noticing last weekend. So I think we're at a cultural point where that's just a really easy thing to do. We're sort of easily addicted society. We're stressed and anxious and we don't want to deal with reality. I don't know what the larger trends, I think as people don't have belief in God as a thing that anchors them, and communities are more and more fractured, and a lot of the societal ills that are, you know, a big part of our cultural landscape. I think it, of course, a Hallmark movie would make it easier to get through the day. And of course, why not have it year round? Because, you know, everybody's stressed all the time now.
So getting on to the question that I said at the very beginning of this podcast, which is we will try to answer the question, is should Christians in particular watch these Hallmark movies or even binge watch these Hallmark movies? Because now with the app, and like you said, even if you're on the Hallmark channel, which I don't have cable, but even when I did, I never watched the Hallmark channel. I guess you could just, you know, press play and they would put up another one and say, you watch this, you might be interested in this movie. So you continue watching them. Is it bad for Christians to watch them so much, especially as you noted, there's nothing religious about them and they put forth these very unrealistic ideas. And I guess the idea of the small town is this idea of community, right? And just in our large urban areas, we don't have that kind of sense of small community where you walk down the street and everybody knows your name, or you walk into the local general store and chit chat with your neighbors, or whatever it was, you know, back in the Little House on the Prairie days or something like that, that's been lost now with just the urbanization of everything. So do you think Christians shouldn't watch these movies?
I think Christians, if they're going to watch them, should either watch them ironically, so watch them in a joking way because you know it's bad and you know you should be spending your time doing something more important. Or if you're going to watch them, be honest with yourself about why you're watching them. So if you're really depressed at Christmas time, you should go see your pastor rather than plugging in for a 15-hour Hallmark binge. You know, if you've lost a parent or somebody in your family and you can't deal at Christmas, go see your pastor. Go to coffee with a real person. Don't avoid reality at a difficult time of year by watching 100 movies in a row, which Hallmark will definitely offer you as an option. I think it's really easy to just sort of numb the pain. Everybody's doing that, but Christians should be really careful about doing that kind of palliative and not in a good way care of themselves. On the other hand, we don't have to be so serious all the time. So, you know, look, I really love stupid books sometimes. Grace Livingston Hill is just like a Hallmark movie. The Christian girl meets a Christian guy and she's tempted by an evil non-Christian girl who wears a gold dress and makeup. These books were written in the 40s, I think. But then, you know, it turns out that the handsome man is really a Christian after all, and they get married and they go to church. That's the Christian Hallmark version. And I read those by the, you know, bucketful as a teenager, and I'm fine. You know, I'm not a person who can't deal with reality just because I occasionally read a dumb book. But if I'm substituting Hallmark in my mind for faith in God, or I'm just avoiding reality, I think that the movies are designed for you to do that. And so you should be careful that you don't just blow away your life on your app. But I would say that's true for any kind of, you know, technology, social media, substance that you imbibe. You should be careful about why you're doing it. And you should be honest with yourself and not pretend that you're okay if you're not okay. And I think that's what the movies are designed to help you not deal with. And so that's where my caution is.
Now, you mentioned that these films are kind of like Thomas Kincaid paintings or, you know, Christian romance fiction novels, which I don't know that anyone would say they're on the same level as a Pulitzer Prize winning novel or something like that. So when we talk about art, that can be subjective, right? What is good art and what is bad art? And is it, like you were just talking about, is it bad to consume bad art? I guess, I don't know, there's probably people out there. There's people out there who unironically like McDonald's or something fast food, but would we eat it all the time if we eat it at all? So are there differences? I mean, it sounds like you're putting this kind of film into more of a fast food type of a consumption versus some kind of gourmet meal or home cooked meal or something like that.
I think it is something, anything that you can consume is going to be something that you need to think about carefully before you just are willing to consume it. Good art always deals with real tragedy, I think. It has in it conflict and the possibility of darkness. And so Hallmark studiously avoids conflict and the possibility of darkness and tragedy. And so it's not, there's no good narrative arc to any Hallmark movie. And that is restful to one degree or another, but it's not beautiful. It's not true beauty. So, you know, it can be fun. that's okay. But it can't be the diet that you consume or you'll starve to death. And I think that's one reason. I mean, I think a lot of worship, there was a great article by Carl Truman several years ago called Tragic Worship. Worship should be good art. Worship should not be a Hallmark movie. But I think a lot of worship tries to sort of lull people into thinking, oh, I really want to be here. This is really great. I'm not stressed anymore. And so they avoid the question of sin and darkness and trouble, which is, to me, ironic because Christmas is a time when the darkness of human existence was, God took that question in hand and dealt with it definitively by being coming as the light into the world. That's what Christians affirm at Christmas time. And so the ultimate question of light and beauty and life is settled for Christians at Christmas time, or the beginning of that question is settled. So Christmas should have a sort of a deeply conflictual terror about it, really. That's what Advent is. It's not tinsel and presents. It's God overturning human sin in his own suffering. So Hallmark shouldn't be the diet of the Christian through December. The incarnation should. But of course, we can't bear that kind of glory. We can't bear that message all the time. So it's fine if you go get a burger, you know, at McDonald's. You're not any more evil than you were, you know, before you did that. Just so that you know that your call is to suffer and to affix yourself to a God who came into the world to suffer and overturn the darkness. So that's why I just think it's interesting that the thing that we would love most, we would pay the most money for, would be Hallmark, when God was willing to spend everything that he had to overturn our own darkness and our own sin. I mean, the existence of Hallmark itself shows how much we needed Jesus.
Well, finally, I want to end with some fun rapid-fire questions for Anne that are Christmas-themed. So, in the spirit of Hallmark Christmas movies, what's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Actually, I don't really like, this is another breakdown for me for Hallmark, I don't really like cookies at all. So, if I would rather eat more bread and more pie, probably, than a cookie. And so all the cookie scenes are lost on me because I can't imagine baking cookies with anyone.
Do you have any unique family Christmas traditions?
We do. We have the Christmas pageant at church. It's our biggest event. And we celebrate St. Nicholas Day and Advent. And then, yeah, on Christmas Day, we try to always eat a goose.
Ooh, that sounds very Dickensian. Do you have a favorite Christmas story or book that you like to read your kids at Christmas time each year?
I like The Letters from Father Christmas by Tolkien. And I have an old out-of-print Swedish book of Santa Claus that I read to my kids. And that one's really fun, but I don't even know the name of it. It's so old.
Well, Christmas time is also time for gathering with family. So do you have any siblings? And if you do, how many siblings do you have?
I'm an only child. So that's why I had so many kids, because I was so lonely as a kid.
Wow. Well, yes, I have another friend who is an only child who grew up in the mission field, and she has 8 kids. Mm-hmm. What kind of things do you put in your kids' Christmas stockings?
I put in my kids' stockings, let's see, I do paints and jacks, or like marbles, an orange, chocolate, and I always put in a toothbrush because I care about my children's health.
Something practical. Well, that's a good idea. Well, thanks, Anne, for being a guest on the Postmodern Realities Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Postmodern Realities Podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. Today's guest has been journal author Anne Kennedy. And she has written an online exclusive feature article that's a Viewpoint article. And her article is called, Am I a Bad Christian for Watching Hallmark Christmas Movies? You can read Anne's article completely free of charge at our website, equip.org. We'd like to hear from you, so connect with us on social media. Like the Bible Answer Man Facebook page and follow CRI, Christian Research Journal, Hank Anagraph, and the Bible Answer Man on Twitter. And please subscribe to the Bible Answer Man channel on YouTube. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Postmodern Realities podcast on iTunes, and please rate and review our podcast. When you rate and review our podcast, it helps others see our content. And please share this episode on your social media accounts. Be sure you tune in daily to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, hosted by CRI President Hank Anagraph, who answers your questions live on air. To ask Hank a question, call 888-ASK-HANK, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. In addition, head to iTunes and subscribe to Hank Unplugged, Hank's audio podcast. Follow Hank off the grid, where he has in-depth conversations with some of the brightest minds discussing topics you care about. So until our next Christian Research Journal author conversation, thanks for listening to the Postmodern Realities podcast.